Scott rang a while ago, or shortly, short while ago, about the four-wheel drive and a caravan going over on the Princess Freeway. I've now got a photograph of it. It really raises my mind. If you do tow a caravan, what are the tricks to it? Are you required to have any special license qualification or any lesson? Can you get lessons in how to tow? This is a big van. It's interesting too. It's being towed by a grey ute and parked over, and the van is on its side, and parked behind it is another van which is identical, being towed by an identical grey ute. So I don't know what they were doing. Maybe they were delivering them somewhere. You've got two grey utes that look exactly the same and two caravans that look exactly the same. Anyway, it's a big van. It's, what's it got? Four wheels, two axles worth thing. It's a huge van. What are the tricks? What are the dangers in towing a caravan? Hairy moments in caravans. That is ahead. And also your favourite word game. I'm learning about Wordle, about which I know nothing. Favourite word game, because there are pedants who love them all. Scott called about what's happening. Chris Miller's on the line, Department of Transport. What's happened out there, Chris?
G'day, Neil. Well, as you've said, we've got that caravan on its side. It is a rather large van, so it will take quite some recovery. We'll obviously need a crane to get that back on its wheels, so this disruption's probably likely to go for an hour or two. At the moment, we've got three of the outbound lanes closed. So this is as you head out of town on the Princess Freeway down towards Laverton, so it's just before the Point Cook Bend and the Point Cook Road exit. But delays are building, likely to get worse before they get better. I suppose one option could be you could jump off at Coralwick Creek Road, use Leakes and Palmer's Road to get back to the freeway. It's not that bad at this stage, but as I say, we're going to need to get crews and things there, so it will take a little while, and delays are likely to get pretty lengthy, I'd suggest.
How far back will they go, do you reckon?
Well, look, at this stage, we're halfway back to Coralwick Creek Road, and it's only happened in the last sort of 15 minutes, so I would suggest we'll be back up to sort of that M80 Ring Road interchange within the next half an hour or so. So if you're headed that way down towards Geelong, just factor that into your travel time at the moment.
Any idea what happened?
Look, I don't know. We've just seen the aftermath. I've shot that photo through to you. But as you say, they are big caravans, dual axle, and there's two of them there, so I'd suggest maybe they were being delivered somewhere as well.
Ever towed a caravan?
I have, and it does take, extra focus, and it takes, sort of a good amount of experience to do it properly, particularly reversing them. We've all seen that happen. But look, there are courses that you can do, private courses through some of the people who instruct truck drivers and those sorts of things. And I'd suggest if you've never towed a caravan before, it's a good idea to familiarise yourself, maybe do the course, take some time to learn how to load the van. If the vans aren't loaded correctly, for example, if the weight is all at the back, they're more likely to flip. I know winds can have a big impact on towing caravans as well, so it's important to know what you're doing before you hit the road.
And there is no requirement on your own license? You don't have to do a course, do you?
You don't have to do a course, no, but obviously your vehicle needs to be suitable to tow, so it needs to be rated to tow the weight of the caravan. And a lot of people do get caught out there. They'll find that they'll buy the car first and then go and buy a caravan and find that the caravan's too heavy for the car to tow. So important lessons to learn before you actually go and make the purchase. And as I say, doing those courses really can, set you up well for a safe trip.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Miller, give us a yell when that is clear anyway. And we'll put that photograph online, 3aw.com.au.